Welcome to Mindful Movement. This will be a standing meditation on feeling sensations in the body. So standing up, find your feet on the ground, hip width apart, noticing the sensations at the soles of the feet. There are many pressure sensors at the bottom of the feet telling us where our feet are and helping us balance. With your mind's eye, bring your attention up through the legs, into the hips, the waist, the ribs, the chest, the neck and the head, getting a sense of the whole body, standing in stillness, alert, balanced. And now, let's take a few moments to explore the breath, taking a slightly deeper inhalation, feeling the breath come in through the nose or the mouth, and into the chest, feeling the sensations of the breath. You might take a couple of deeper breaths just now. Paying attention to the stability of the body and the breath and the connection of the feet to the ground. So let's inject some movement here. Let's shift our body forward and back slightly. Get a sense of the heels of both feet, the balls of the feet, and the toes. Shifting forward and back, and even side to side, softly and gently. Sort of like a reed in the wind. Long body, alert, stable, yet soft at the same time. And pausing here for a second. We're going to have some joint play. So let's start at the toes and the ankles. So gently just raise up onto the balls of the feet and back down. Rocking forward and up and back down. Forward and up and back down. You can stay up in that forward position if that's comfortable, or just a few more rocks. Toes, heel, toes, heel. And then pausing again. And this time, doing some tiny knee bends, both knees together. Slight knee bends. Both together. You can make them a little deeper if you want. Feeling the sensation of these two knee joints. And again, this is not about doing or getting somewhere. It's really about experiencing the sensations of movement. Now, what if we alternate the knee bends? Left, right, starting to notice the sensations of the hip movement. Can you feel the hips moving left and right? They can be tiny hip movements, just an inch side to side, or they can be bigger swings. What feels good to you? And then coming into pause and feeling the results of these movements of the lower body. Now we can focus a little bit on the lower spine and the pelvic area, by doing a slight twist with the hips. Just moving the hips, slight twist in the waist. Getting all those joints in our lumbar and thoracic vertebrae, getting them moving, saying hello. Now, if we bring our shoulders into the action, we can actually do a full torso twist. It's paying attention to the sensations of the spine. Maybe accenting the movement of the arms and shoulders a little bit more to focus more on the upper spine. And then pausing, coming into stillness. And we still have the cervical spine. So let's play with that a little bit. We can nod our head, yes. Yes, and we can pause and then nod our head no. How slowly and softly can this neck be moved? Again, there's no goal here. It's to explore the sensations of this body moving in space. Pausing the nose, and then adding some I don't knows, which is ear to shoulder, ear to shoulder. Going at your own speed, which may be going down on one side with the head and pausing there and feeling the stretch of the muscles in the neck. Or it could be a little more quickly. So whatever feels good in this meditation on movement. Now pausing, noticing how this body feels after moving most of the joints in the body. Let's play with the joints in the arms, using your tension into the left fingers. You can just gently wiggle the fingers. Little bones, all those little joints in the fingers. Can we just gently shake them? And then you can shake the whole hand. Just let the fingers flop around. And you may notice that the wrist is now involved in that left hand. Now pausing. What do you notice in that left hand now? Perhaps there's some tingling, warmth, or maybe you notice nothing. Let's start that up again. Shaking the fingers, their little finger bags, the wrist, and then bringing that movement up into the whole arm, which means bending the elbow and moving the shoulder a little bit. How floppy and soft can this left hand and arm get? Play with gravity. You bend the arm, lift the hand up and let it fall. Swing it in front of you, behind you. Just enjoying the movement of this left hand and left arm. And now pausing, bringing the arm and hand down into stillness. And noticing if there's a difference between sensation in the left arm and the right arm. What are you noticing? Taking a bigger breath, refocusing, and bringing your attention into the right fingers. And again, just gently shaking those little fingers and the thumb, Hello, right hand. Now bringing that gentle shaking and jostling up into the wrist, up into the elbow. The whole arm bouncing around softly, gently, or energetically. Noticing how the right shoulder has to move. Playing with the right arm, right shoulder, feeling the sensations of this whole right arm from the fingertips up into the shoulder joint. And before you reach fatigue, you can pause. Now feeling the sensation in the right arm, and actually both arms. What are you noticing? Breathing in and out, feeling your feet on the ground. And now moving the shoulders. Standard shoulder rotation. How softly and gently can you move these shoulders? You can alternate shoulder movements left to right. You can pause and go in the opposite direction. Big movements, tiny movements, what feels best at this moment, on this day of your life? What do the shoulders need? And of course, pausing before you reach fatigue, taking a breath. Let's play against gravity a little bit. Let's lift the arms on an inhale. Thumbs up. And breathing in and out in this position with both arms up, reaching towards the sky. And then gently floating the arms down so that they're back along your side. Inhaling them up again. Looking up, stretching the body up, wiggling the fingers. And then exhaling the arms down. Pausing, feeling the results all along the body of that lengthening stretch. Now this time, let's just bring the right arm up. Inhaling the right arm up and over. So you're getting a side stretch all along the right body, from the fingers down to the right foot. Just noticing the sensation of the stretch. Breathing in and out, and releasing that stretch before you feel fatigued. You can breathe the arm up, inhale up, exhale the arm down, letting it gently glide down back to the side body. And now the left arm, inhaling the left arm up, thumb up in the air, and reaching over to the right, feeling the stretch along the left side of the body. Feeling the length of the stretch from the left foot all along the side and out the left fingers. Breathing in and out. Inhaling the body up. Exhaling the arm down, pausing. Let's do that one more time. Let's lift up the right arm, inhaling it up, bending the body over to the right, over to the left, excuse me, stretching, feeling the arch, inhaling up, exhaling the arm down, pausing, bringing the right, left arm up, stretching the left side body, does this feel any different this time? Is the side body more awake? How has it felt in the hips? What's happening in the feet? Is the neck relaxed? Feeling the body in space, in the stretch. And now inhaling the body back up straight and letting the left arm float down. Pausing and feeling the feet. Well, let's play with our knees again. This is called the chair pose. Feet hip-width apart, eyes forward, lifting the arms out in front of you, palms down, and then gently lowering your butt as though you were going to sit in a chair, feeling the sensation of the length of the arms stretched out in front, feeling the feet, noticing the knees, which hopefully are not forward of your feet. And feeling the sensation of these thigh and butt muscles working hard. And you can breathe in and out of this pose, stay here or come back out. And let's go into this pose back and forth a few times. Standing up, the arms go back along the side body, and then squatting down, the arms float back up as the butt goes backwards. Noticing the sensations of the thighs and the butts, and using those muscles to get you in and out of this position. And you can go as deeply as you feel comfortable. Noticing how the shoulders feel. Are they tight? Are they relaxed? Exhaling into the chair squat and inhaling out. And finishing your last one and coming into a pause. Now we're going to go into a forward fold. And it's a little bit different from what you're used to. We're going to begin the chair squat. This time we're going to have our hands on our thighs. We're going to bring our tummy down to the top of our thighs. So it's a little deeper squat. And then you can drop your arms down to the floor and let your head follow. So the knees are bent. Soft head, soft shoulders, dangling arms. Staying there. Allowing the body to relax into this stretch. Breathing. And you can lengthen the stretch by lengthening your legs a little bit. unbending the knees a bit. And to come out of this stretch, you put your hands back on the top of your thighs while you're still bent over. Tighten your abdominal muscles a little bit, and with a straight back, push up your torso until you're standing up again. Coming back into the standing position, noticing the feet. Noticing the sensations of the body after this short mindful movement exercise, exercise in awareness. You stand here breathing, feeling the length of the body, and now just one final movement, bringing the arms up in a big circle, raising your hands up to the sky and reaching up, looking up, feeling grateful for the ability to have a moving body, feeling grateful for having taken this time to explore the movement. Breathing in and out. And walking into the next moment of your life. Thank you.